Hey, it's Sarah and Megan with Your Mom Minute, where we share tips and ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun. And today we're talking about motivating our kids to help clean up. This is an ongoing thing for moms. We're going to be doing this as long as we're raising kids. But here's a few quick tips that work in our families. In my family, we kind of have a general rule of you get one thing out, you put one thing back. So if my kids get out a puzzle, they work on it for a while, and they swear to me they're still working on it, they're going to come back to it, that's fine. It gives me a little flexibility to allow them to keep something out. But before they get out the next game or bin of toys or activity, I do ask that they put that one thing away. And it's kind of an easy, simple way to train them into that habit of putting something away before you get something else out.
That's a great idea. I like in my family to kind of model a no-nonsense and low-drama approach to spills and messes. We all know that little kids are constantly spilling things and making messes, and I found that I used to have this tendency to kind of freak out every time something spilled or a glass broke or I ran into a big mess, and that would just trickle down to the kids, and then they didn't want to deal with it, and I didn't want to deal with it. So now I just have this very matter-of-fact approach. If something spills, I hand the spiller some paper towels, ask them kindly to clean it up, and thank them when it's done. No drama, and it's much more likely to just kind of end without tears or stress.
I totally agree. So my next tip is to break a big job down into specific tasks. And the littler the kids, the more specific you can get. I often also kind of make it a game. So instead of telling a kid you need to clean up your whole room, I might look at the room and say, hey, can you gather all the farm animals for me? And then they're on a little hunt around the room looking for all the farm animals. And with preschoolers, I even add a little kind of make-believe game in there. And I might say, quick, it's going to start snowing. Let's get all the animals in the barn before they get too cold. And little kids love that kind of stuff. So the more you can break an overwhelming job into tasks that they can easily see, kind of categorize or compartmentalize, I think it helps so much just giving them a job that's age appropriate for them.
I totally agree. I did the exact same thing with my kids, and I still do it with my 11 and 13 year olds. And I will also say sometimes it kind of speaks to their competitive nature. You know, who can get all the toys with the wheels faster than the person who can get all the toys with the legs or whatever it is.
Totally.
Sometimes it works to kind of pit the kids against each other a little bit and get that cleanup happening faster.
I love that.
So this has been another Mom Minute from Megan and Sarah of The Mom Hour. For more ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun, head over to themomhour.com.